The army general who directed the war in Iraq was back on Capitol Hill today advising members of Congress not to expect American troops to come home anytime soon. But General Tommy Franks told a House committee that regular rotations of the U.S. force should guarantee that no servicemen or women should have to stay in Iraq indefinitely. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
In testimony before a Senate committee yesterday, General Franks said the 148,000 U.S. troops now serving in Iraq will be needed there for the foreseeable future to deal with continuing unrest. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld then said he would amend Frank's prediction to say that if enough non-U.S. troops could be found, the U.S. force could be cut. But when Franks delivered his Iraq report to a House committee today, he was still saying he and his fellow commanders think the current U.S. force level will need to be maintained.
I don't know if that's through the end of December or whether that's January or February. And sir, here's why. We need to not develop an expectation that all of the difficulties we see identified on this map will go away within 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, because there are too many variables.
One being the number of foreign troops who might come in to relieve the Americans. And as for how long U.S. troops will need to stay in Iraq, I don't know, Frank said.
We want to be there for as long as it takes to have the Iraqis being able to operate with a form of governance that respects human rights as well as neighbors. And so, sir, I anticipate that we will be involved in Iraq in the future. And, sir, I don't know whether that means 2 years or 4 years.
The thought of U.S. troops deployed for years in Iraq is leaving some members of Congress uneasy, among them Democrat Solomon Ortiz, whose Texas district is home to the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. The 3rd ID was the first unit to go into Iraq, and it's still there.
We seem to be getting a lot of mail from wives, families of the Army troops who are there. They tell us the Air Force has gone back, the Marines have gone back, the Navy has gone back,
right,
but our soldiers have not been rotated.
They will be soon, Frank said. One brigade is getting ready to leave, another will come out next month, and the 3rd brigade in that division should be out in September. Franks told the House committee that when he relinquished leadership of the U.S. Central Command this week, several brigades not currently in Iraq were set to receive prepared-to-deploy orders, meaning they'll be headed over soon to replace troops there now. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.